From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. For a lot of people here in South Florida, the ocean is a big part of life. Getting to it, though, isn't always easy if you're disabled. Two organizations help get people with disabilities, especially veterans, into the water. WLRN interns Gerard Albert III and Sherry Lynn Cabrera tell us more.
The sun is high over Biscayne Bay, and Don Bickham is teaching a group of veterans to sail. He's an Army veteran.
I'm legally blind. You know, it ended my driving. That was a big shock to me, not being able to. You always had somebody doing something for you or helping you with this.
Bickham hasn't been able to drive a car for decades. He lost most of his vision because of cataracts. But since he still has some vision, boats are a different story. It took him 3 years to learn, but now he spends most of his week sailing.
I'm trying to clone myself so I can enjoy more of it. I'm telling you, it is awesome.
Bickham now teaches other veterans with disabilities how to sail at Shake a Leg in Coconut Grove.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let it go. Hold that line there for me.
He says without being able to see, learning was hard.
You can't see what they're telling you to grab. You can't see what they're telling you to get sometime.
But he knew sailing was a way to get some independence back.
I can do this. I didn't allow my visual handicap to handicap me.
And now he doesn't just sail. He goes biking, fishing, and hiking.
Before, you know, I'd say, well, I can't see that. I can't do that. I would have said that quickly, but now I may not be able to see it, but I'm going to say, let me try it. Down here or over there?
It's better going over there, but there's a sailboat there.
Right. Okay. Charmaine Thomas is another Army vet, and she's learning to sail on Don Bickham's boat. She's with her service dog, Lady. Lady joins her on most trips. It's hot, and Lady's panting. Thomas was injured in the Army when her Jeep crashed. She can walk again, but she says she's not the same. Lady helps her get out of the house.
And she kind of encourages it. She kind of keeps coming back and putting her nose in my face. And eventually I come out, and that's hard because I'd rather be inside where I can control than to be outside and be fearful.
Thomas says her fear disappears when she's on the water.
Just something about the sea, something about the ocean, that it's like your mother, you know, she when she rocks you, feels the same way. All of a sudden, I felt this peace come over me, and I hadn't felt that in a long time.
Thomas hopes she can eventually become an instructor and spread that peace.
So I want to learn sailing, I want to be good at sailing, and then I want to come out here and help someone else learn, especially for the women. We rarely come out. We rarely come out.
When they're sailing, Thomas and Bickham try and stay above the water. At the Palm Beach County Recreation Center pool, another pair of veterans are going underwater.
All right, Larry, you feel ready?
Larry Yates is getting ready to practice his scuba diving. His instructor is David Deschamps. He's with the organization Dive Heart. Yates gives Deschamps the okay sign, and they go under. Yates has spastic paraplegia and can't move his legs. He's been in a wheelchair since he left the Army over 20 years ago. He started diving in a swimming pool. Earlier this year, he dove in the ocean for the first time.
It was good. There were all kinds of fishes out, schools of fishes around me, and there were lots of divers, and it was fun.
Deschamps was with him.
To see them touch the sand for the first time, or see sharks or numerous finfish that are there, or coral, and to see the smiles on their face, it's just incredible.
Deschamps was a Marine, and he believes other veterans can be healed by the ocean.
We're losing 20 veterans a day to suicide. If we can get them in the water, we can help save their lives.
Deschamps and Yates meet almost every Saturday to train. Yates is getting ready for his next dive in the Keys.
That was WLRN intern Gerard Albert III, and before that, we heard from WLRN intern Sherry Lynn Cabrera. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.